Coming up in today's episode. It's not really in the culture on the surface to really request anything special or ask for something that's off menu or ask for a milk substitute or things like that. So that just in and of itself is a cultural difference. I was able to see that style paired towards other things that I really love and see how it could actually work really well and be more eclectic and feel more different, more special, and have more character than something that was solid. I've been still walking through the neighborhood and I've been taking a different direction every day, which is cool because I'm seeing something different. I've even seen houses in our neighborhood that are beautiful and has inspired really random things like the landscaping for the cottage or something. You know, like I'll just take kind of a mental note of it and it's really changed my perspective and really helped really like my creativity a lot.
This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you guys, I am just now getting back in the swing of things from our epic trip to France. Truly, it was so much fun. I was really tired. I think the reason that we had decided last year when I went to Europe for the very first time last year, Romeo and I, and we decided to take a tour and go on a Kon-Tiki tour so that we could see a lot and not have to plan anything, right? I feel like that was the best decision too because we got to see so much, but we didn't actually have to do anything. We just had to show up on time. So in terms of like moving from country to country and hotel to hotel and even seeing like more of the touristy type things in each place, it was all taken care of for us. So it was really, really nice. And then once we went on that trip, it kind of told us kind of where we wanted to go back to. So a big place and a big reason why we wanted to go back to Paris is because we didn't get to visit the Paris flea markets. If you know anything about me and Romeo, we love secondhand. We love thrift shopping. I personally love to buy home decor secondhand. He loves secondhand clothing, vintage clothing. So together we really, really like it. And when we were in Paris, it wasn't over a weekend and we didn't get to go because it only happens if you've never been or haven't heard of it, the Paris flea market. It's like a big flea market made up of smaller flea markets in between that all kind of have their own unique kind of style. And it happens every weekend, so Saturday, Sunday, and some on Monday. So you have to be there on a weekend. And just how our tour lined up, we weren't there, you know, how it happened. But I loved Paris and being in France so much when we went on our tour that I knew I wanted to go back. So not this past Mother's Day in 2023, but Mother's Day 2022, I actually gave my mom a trip to Paris because I was like, what better person to come with us to the flea markets than my mom? My mom loves to go to flea markets. You know, so we flea market a lot together. We love the same type of style of home decor as well. For the most part, we kind of go in different directions on the same style, but a lot of our styles cross over from ornate frames and, you know, French style and things like that. So I happen to be a little more moodier. I like the moodier side of French provincial style. She likes more brighter side. We complement each other really well. So we were in France for 8 days and we stayed in Paris first. We flew into Paris. We stayed in the most beautiful 18th century home that was so carefully curated with the most beautiful old things. It was very much my vibe, very much my style. I just could not wait to stay there. It was truly incredible. And then we stayed there for 4 nights, and then we took the train down to the south of France, and we stayed in Aix-en-Provence. And we stayed really like central in like the old part, the old town of Aix-en-Provence, because I really wanted to be within walking distance to the flea market that was happening like basically on our street. And also we went to like the atelier of Paul Cézanne. We walked up like it. If you haven't watched the series over on my vlog channel, Exomakina Vlogs, you definitely should check it out if you are in any way curious. It was a truly amazing trip, and it was incredible. And before that trip, I had very much been feeling like I was in somewhat of a creative rut when I kind of put a pause on working on the cottage. I had worked on the cottage every day, morning to night, for about 2.5 years, renovating everything with my own two hands. And it just took a toll on me physically and emotionally and also creatively. I just felt like I would start a new project and I just wasn't inspired anymore. I'm usually with a project really in tune with where I want to go or the direction that it's going to take. And of course, I let every project kind of take on a mind of its own, but it really wasn't coming to me. Like, I would go into like one of the bedrooms or one of the bathrooms or the next major space I was going to take on, and I was like, I don't know. your creativity cup can kind of run out. And I felt like about May of this year, my creativity cup had run out. So it was really itching to just do something different, no matter what it was. And I pretty much changed everything about my life at that point. I was like, okay, for the summer, I'm going to go home to California. We're really going to just like take it slower, because maybe I was just really tired, and take it slower, take a step back, work on projects still, because obviously I love to do projects. I love to do it, but like maybe changing it up would give me like a different kind of spark of creativity, which it really did, because this particular house is different than the cottage in terms of style. And made that decision, came to California, rested for a little bit, felt inspired, tackled the room that we're currently sitting in, which I love, and I really took my time with it and let it really come to me. And slowly but surely, that creativity cup started to fill back up. But it never got really full, because I was really itching to just go somewhere or do something different or just be inspired. And I feel like the biggest way to shake up your creativity and just your perspective on things is to travel to somewhere that doesn't speak your language, that doesn't live like you live, that doesn't have the culture that you live. And of course, that's not possible for everybody, and that's not possible all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Ask your doctor about AirSupra, albuterol budesonide. Eligible patients can pay as little as $0 per inhaler, subject to eligibility rules and maximum savings limits. Restrictions may apply. Visit airsuprasavings.com to learn more.
I've now traveled out of the country several times, but I did not step foot or fly out of the country until I was 30. Yeah, never went anywhere. Never even went to an adjoining like country like Mexico or Canada. Never. I still haven't been to either of those places. For a long time, I just knew what I knew. I knew our culture. I knew our language. I knew the way that we lived, what we were accustomed to, which was great, which was fine. And I still feel like there were ways to fill up my creative cup. You know, we could take small trips. I went all over the United States, really. I've been to lots of different states, and I've lived in lots of different places. So I think that kind of helped stimulate, and just taking a small trip to somewhere I haven't been before really, really just gives you a little bit of a new perspective. But traveling abroad is a totally different, it's a totally different game. So going to France, obviously, they do not speak English, majority. Some do, obviously. But I also know a little French, so it helped me, you know, kind of get out of my own comfort zone and really, you know, force myself to do something that wasn't comfortable. And I don't speak French every day, so it took me a minute to really get comfortable with actually speaking it. And I was pretty proud that people thought I spoke French. From the little bit that I did speak, they obviously don't have the same culture as us. I feel like after this last trip, I really realized and it solidified that America is a very, for lack of a better term, like you can customize anything here. It's like you can go, like, let's take Starbucks as an example. You can literally customize everything about your coffee order. And if you go to a restaurant, you can kind of request certain things. And I think that here you hear a lot more about alternatives, like milk alternatives and substitutions and the allergies of it all. And I feel like that's very culturally, that's how we experience everyday lives. So I'm not allergic to anything. I'm not allergic to really anything food related, but I do use a milk alternative. So when we went to France, you won't catch me asking that question for a milk alternative unless it's listed on their menu ever. It's not really in the culture on the surface to really request anything special or ask for something that's off menu or ask for a milk substitute or things like that. So that just in and of itself is a cultural difference. I feel like my mom experienced that more than anything because she really enjoys ice in things, like ice water, ice things, like cold things. So they don't really do that there. It's not really super common to have ice in your drinks at all. If you request it, they might give you a cube. A lot of the places that we went to didn't even have an ice machine. It wasn't something that they had abundance of. So you're not going to get like a lot of it. I guess it depends on where you go, really. So when you get out of your element and you go abroad, you're changing, you know, your language. Oftentimes you're changing your culture. And when I travel, I really like to live like a local. That's why I choose to stay in Airbnbs and really get to experience what it's like to live in the different neighborhoods and live like someone else would, because Airbnbs, obviously you're staying pretty much in someone's home or a home that they've turned into just like a short-term rental. So you get to experience travel in such a different way than if I was to go to Paris and stay in a you get to experience travel in such a different way. The alternative to that would be to go to Paris and stay in a really modern, new, westernized kind of building. And if I could get it here in America, I don't want it somewhere else. I really want to experience the culture and really get to experience the way that they live there. So breaking out of my comfort zone, getting out of the country, taking my mom and Romeo, experiencing all the new things, staying in the new neighborhoods, exploring the different flea markets and seeing the different styles, and going down to the south of France, taking the train for the first time through the countryside. So beautiful. Like, just all of that has left me feeling like my creativity cup is very full right now. It really is. It's a good feeling because I feel super inspired to do something. And I feel really like motivated to try new things. And I have a different perspective and outlook on specific designs. So I'm feeling great right now, if you haven't heard. I also just did my haul of all of the pieces that I actually found at the Paris Flea and I brought back, which is super exciting. You know, I was pretty sad to get to the airport and them tell me that I had extra space, you know, like I wasn't to the weight restriction. So I was like, I could have filled it more. I didn't really have a lot of space, but I had weight left, you know? So that was disappointing to hear. I could have brought back more, but I really do feel like I bought everything that I really wanted. So that makes me really happy. And just the experience alone was totally worth it. And just so much fun. My mom brought back a ton. Her luggage was definitely heavier than mine. she had a hard time getting her stuff from my house in California back to Texas too. I think some stuff is left upstairs. So in addition to wanting to go back to France just to visit the Paris flea markets, I also wanted to go back because I actually have a very French provincial, French-influenced style of home decor that I love. And especially going down to Provence. I mean, that's where French provincial really started, right? Like it's just to see all of the architecture and the color palettes and the how the light streams through the trees and the atelier of Paul Cézanne and just things. It was truly, truly amazing for my own creative kind of like outlook on the style. And so it's really inspired me to come back and really see how those elements and what I've seen really starts to inject and incorporate and inspire my work here. One thing in particular that it has already inspired is I'm currently working on our primary bathroom kind of mini makeover, if you will. We don't want to renovate right now, and we want to really figure out what we want to do with that space in addition to the kitchen. But the primary bathroom is just very blah. It was very blah before I started. It's got white walls. It's got all white square tile, shiny tile, lots of silver, which you know that if you know anything about my design style, I don't gravitate towards silver at all. I love brass, antique brass, even black, even not silver. But what it does have are these little floral-like, leaf-like designed tiles. And they're very small, but they're kind of set inside in a diamond pattern inside the white square tiles. So it gives it a little bit. And then what they've done is in our primary bathroom, the previous owners had taken, I guess, inspiration from those tiles and painted the cabinetry a dark, dark, chalky blue. And for how many months have we lived here? We bought this house in November. We moved in January. So we've lived here for 9 months. I've hated that tile, that blue tile. I have hated it until I went to France. Because I saw so much of that tile in France in so many things, in tile, in little ceramics, in hand-painted things around. I even picked up a couple, two to bring back. So I just kept seeing that recurring throughout the French style that it actually made me embrace it a little more because I was able to see that style paired towards other things that I really love and see how it could actually work really well and be more eclectic and feel more different, more special, and have more character than something that was solid or maybe a different pattern or a different color. So coming back, I went into the bathroom and I was like, huh, I really don't hate that now. That's really what I saw all over France. So that definitely inspired me. And now I've taken it further and wanted to design that room. It inspired me so much that I actually wanted to jump into the bathroom next and figure out how I could elevate everything else to match that tile or to accent that tile rather, because I don't want at this stage to tear out any tile. If you ever torn out tile in your home, oh, you know how much of a job it is and how much mess it makes and how much you ruin things around it, like the floor and the wall behind the tile. When they install it, they mean it to stay for sure. So I wasn't in the mood to do any kind of major renovation. So instead, embracing that blue and white and incorporating the other elements that we're going to be putting into the bathroom, I've already done the floor. It already looks better, which also was inspired by our trip. We were staying in that 18th century Airbnb, and when you walked down the stairs, there was a checkered pattern, a diamond-shaped pattern of alternating darker tile and white tile. And we saw that all throughout France. Obviously, that's super classic. And when you think of French style and French design, that's often a flooring that you'll see incorporated some kind of diamond alternating color. We actually saw in one of the buildings or somewhere that we were, I saw it and I made a mental note of it. And then my mom pointed it out and I was like, oh yeah, I've got to do something like that.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town.
running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
In one of the buildings, they had the same diamond pattern flooring, but it was a lot calmer. It wasn't so stark black and stark white. It was more of a cream and a gray. And it was so much more calming on the eye. It wasn't so harsh. And so when I came back and had the inspiration to do the bathroom, I actually found peel and stick tiles from Lowe's. And there were two different products, two different colors. Lowe's didn't market them as something you could do together. But I was in the store and I kind of took them down and tried to create that pattern myself. And it worked. And for $50, we were able to update the flooring in the bathroom for now until we renovate. Granted, it is peel and stick tile and it is vinyl. So it doesn't feel like real ceramic or porcelain tile or marble. It doesn't feel like that. But does it look a lot better and will it carry us through? 1000%. And so all of the things that I brought back from the flea market and all of the inspiration that I've brought back in my own mind and my creativity bucket really full just reminded me that kind of just getting out of your comfort zone or changing up your routine and changing up something in life really can give you a different perspective. And I know that traveling abroad isn't for everybody and you can't do it all the time. So I've been thinking about ways that I can do that here at home and whether that is still traveling and maybe taking a small trip somewhere really close by where you can drive and maybe stay a night or two, or it's just a day trip to somewhere that you've never been close to home. Especially as the season's changing and we're in fall now, I'm always inspired by the changing leaves and the fall season and the brisk air and the colors. And so like going somewhere where you can see more of that change in the season could be really, really magical. Or I was even thinking like taking something that we probably do every day, whether you drive to and from work or you're going to the grocery store or you're taking a walk in your neighborhood. I was even thinking like, what about just changing the direction, driving a completely different way, you know, like take a different route. If there's a different route that you can take to work, try it. Maybe you're going to see a new restaurant that you want to try, or, you know, you're going to see things from a different way. Or even I thought on my walks through the neighborhood, I've actually already been doing this since I got back from Paris because we walked so much all over the country. We were walking between 15,000 and 25,000 steps a day. And naturally, I don't do that many steps. And so coming home, I sit at a computer all day long, or I'm doing things with my arms, but I'm not really walking a lot. So I've been still walking through the neighborhood and I've been taking a different direction every day, which is cool because I'm seeing something different. I've even seen houses in our neighborhood that are beautiful and has inspired really random things like the landscaping for the cottage or something, you know, like I'll just take kind of a mental note of it. And it's really changed my perspective and really helped really like my creativity a lot. I think we get used to seeing things a certain way all the time. And it can feel like I remember driving on my way to work, my corporate job, and I began not even remembering driving there. You know how you just go into autopilot and I would get in my car and then I'd just end up at work. Now, I'm saying that lightly, like I didn't close my eyes and somehow I was there. Obviously, I was cognizant of something that I was doing and I knew I was driving, but your mind wanders, you start thinking about something else because it's something you've done every day. It's monotonous. It's the same. So it's not really enriching your life in any way. It's just downtime. So like I could imagine like just even changing the way that I went if I had time to, you know, or walking a different way. I feel like getting out of the everyday routine can really change our perspective on a lot of things. We just get so used to seeing things the same way, one way all the time that changing it up can only benefit us in a good way. You know what I mean? So I know that I'm feeling really excited after coming back from Paris. If you guys have ever been or you've gone abroad or it has greatly impacted your creativity, please let us know how and, you know, like what you do or what you do differently to just stimulate creativity. It can be anything, truly. We would love to hear from you guys. I always want to know what kind of topics you want to talk about too, especially now that we're in a new season and we're coming up on the holidays. Please, please let me know. I am feeling very, very inspired to tackle projects here at the house. And we're going to be working on the bathroom. And then I want to do some bookshelves and I want to decorate more for fall. And, you know, we're in kind of spooky season right now. Halloween is coming up. And then we're in like Thanksgiving and then we're in the Christmas. And this time of year is really just inspiring to me in general. I know that the holidays can either like, you can go one way or another. You can love the holiday season or the holiday season can super stress you out and it's not for you. I am very much a lover of the holiday season. It brings me so much joy. It puts a huge smile on my face. Even seeing people decorate for Halloween and just like have fun with the holidays really, really makes me like really happy. It's so special. So I hope you guys are having a great fall so far. I hope it's feeling, it is still a little warm here in LA. It's not really feeling like the season has really changed. So we're still hanging on to summer. But I hope you guys are having a great season and stay tuned for more renovation and hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for more projects coming really, really soon. And let me know in the comments if you're watching on the YouTube channel what you would love to hear. I will see you guys very soon for another episode. Bye, guys.